This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. The Louisiana House passed legislation Monday restricting what they call deceptive labeling of items like cauliflower rice. Supporters say the move will protect one of the state's largest industries, agriculture.
This is a Louisiana bill. It's just simply saying, call it what it is. Don't piggyback off of what our farmers in Louisiana have spent years and years marketing.
John Stefanski represents the town of Crowley in the heart of Louisiana rice country. He says the rice industry has spent millions of dollars marketing their product and creating an identity around it. And producers of items such as cauliflower rice are reaping the benefits.
It wasn't marketed for things that are like rice. It was marketed for rice.
Stefanski also worries consumers are being duped by labels that misrepresent the product. In addition to rice, the bill would also cover items like sugar, beef, poultry, and crawfish. But opponents say consumers aren't confused. They're buying these products, cauliflower rice or a burger that's made out of vegetables, intentionally. Representative Beryl Amade and others questioned whether out-of-state food manufacturers will relabel their products for Louisiana consumers.
The bill is kind of an overreach that's going to set Louisiana apart from a lot of the rest of the states, and it'll likely limit some of the products that are available to us.
Supporters say the bill doesn't prohibit manufacturers from selling their product in Louisiana. It only prohibits them from mislabeling it. A majority of the House voted in favor of the bill, which now heads back to the Senate for final agreement. If approved, the law wouldn't take effect until October 2020. Decisions about enforcement and regulation would be up to the Department of Agriculture. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.